So this one time in juvenile hall, I went sleepwalking and peed on my cellmate Lil Battleship, the most dangerous kid in lockup. Then my watch had to go and narc on me about it.
"This is not a good deed,"
blared the robotic voice of the MeMinder X on my wrist, blasting the last dregs of sleep from my mind. Dad had built his latest version of the smartwatch with a good deed tracker, an app that read your pulse, temperature, and other vitals to sense a guilty conscience. He would have been thrilled to know his snitch on a wrist could tattletale on me even in my sleep. But I saw no reason to celebrate. The stupid thing woke up Lil Battleship, too.
"Mead?"
The groggy giant looked himself over, peering at the stains on his shirt. He touched the puddle of pee in his bed and sniffed his finger. Suddenly, he wasn't so tired.
"Mead?"
Eardrum and Slime, the two other juvenile delinquents who shared our room, started to stir.
"You peed on me?"
Lil Battleship looked more hurt than angry, which made me feel even worse. Though he beat up other kids all the time, he'd never picked on me. We'd sort of become friends. Now, all bets were off, especially as our audience woke up.
"He peed on you?"
shouted Eardrum. Most anything from his mouth came out as a shout.
"That's cold," said Slime. "You can't take that lying down."
If those two hadn't egged him on, Lil Battleship might have forgiven me. After all, I'd told him about my sleep peeing problem, and he'd claimed to understand. I didn't go around telling just anyone what my bladder made me do at night, but Lil Battleship and I had bonded super fast over comics, cats, and the desperate need for a friend in a very unfriendly place. One time, he'd confessed to me his love of weepy Hallmark Channel movies, so it had seemed only fair that I share a deep, dark, embarrassing secret, too. Since I couldn't exactly fess up that I'd traveled between dimensions in a hotel elevator, the next best thing was my stories of where I'd gone wee-wee at night. I just had never expected him to become part of another chapter in that saga. Let's get one thing straight. I hadn't sleep peed in years, not since the time I went in my tub of Legos as a kid. So why now? Why would I revert to my worst bad habit at the worst possible time, in the worst possible place, and on the worst possible person? One word: stress. Being stuck at the County Youth Development Center 3 months into a long sentence will do that to you. It was a tough place filled with tough kids, and I didn't deserve to be there. I know that's what every prisoner says, but in my case, it was true, even if nobody in their right mind would have believed my excuse. Two especially stupid and annoying versions of me from parallel Earths, Dare Me and Click Me, had posed as yours truly during a very public crime spree around my town. They'd littered the internet with videos of me doing graffiti, smashing windows, stealing stuff, and lots of other wholesome activities. Overnight, I'd racked up a record more sizable than most of my fellow inmates combined, and the evidence was online for everybody to see. I'd become the internet's favorite juvenile delinquent. Though I'd never so much as shoplifted a piece of candy before, the judge threw the book at me. It hadn't helped that I'd run away from the cops when they'd tried to arrest me in front of my entire school. Sure, that resisting arrest charge was on me. And yeah, so was the breaking and entering citation for busting into both branches of the Janus Hotel. But I'd had a good reason. Namely, saving the entire planet, plus scads of other alternate Earths throughout the multiverse. But at this particular moment, I was just a bedwetting moron who couldn't even manage to wet his own bed. As Eardrum and Slime jeered in the background, Lil Battleship grabbed my shoulder. Not hard enough to hurt, but not light enough for me to shake free. Maybe at one time I could have broken his hold with the fizz, the mysterious energy that let me borrow the talents of other me's. but the fizz had gone flat a long time ago, and I'd given up hope that it would ever come back. Lil Battleship leaned in to whisper.
Look, I get it. You were sleep peeing, like you told me about. But I can't let this stand. Gotta save face. So where do you want it? I'll stop at one punch, but I gotta leave a bruise somewhere people can see. You want it in the eyes, the nose, or the jaw?
Decisions, decisions, I croaked.
My words got drowned out by Eardrum and Slime chanting, "Kill him!" over and over. Then, just like that, they went silent. I glanced their way and saw what had shut them up. A monster stood between them.